Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day, we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Tuesday of week two, and we're on page 14 in the School of Prayer devotional book. Let's start today with the Lord's Prayer. I encourage you to say it out loud with me if you can. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. What a gift God's word is to us, right? And what a beautiful gift that there are so many prayers found in its pages. And what a powerful gift that we have this prayer that Jesus taught his own disciples while he was with him. You know, the Acts prayer model has been around for quite some time, and it is patterned after the Lord's Prayer. And this model for prayer has really changed and spurred on my prayer life. This is what it looks like. First, we adore God. That's the A. And that's what we learned to do last week, praising him, exalting him. And I think that really puts us in a good posture when we consider who God is and the majesty of his works. We're reminded that we fall short, right? And so the next part is confession. This is where we come and we're honest before a holy God, and we also receive the forgiveness of our sins. And from there, we're stirred up to thank him for all the things. And the final piece is supplication. I know this is a word we rarely use nowadays, but it really just means the asking or begging for something earnestly or humbly. I find that when I follow this pattern, adoration and then confession and then thanksgiving, when I get to the asking, my heart is more in line and longing for God's will to really be done. I'm less selfish and I'm praying more with an open, surrendered posture. All right, so enough talking. Let's practice. I'm going to pray through each letter and I'm going to pause between them to allow you to fill in the silence with your own prayers, okay? So let's start with adoration. Lord, you are omnipotent. You are all powerful over all things. And you are omniscient. You know all things. You see all things. You're omnipresent. You are with us now. And Lord, you are mighty. You are sovereign above all, over all. God, we praise you. Lord, I confess that too often I make you too small. Maybe not by my words, but by my actions. When I think I have to do something in all my own strength and all my own wisdom or understanding, I'm forgetting that I serve and worship and my life is devoted to the one who made me and to the one who saved me and to the one who lives in me. So forgive me, Lord, when I forget that you are God and I am not. Thank you, Father, for your forgiveness. Thank you for the sacrifice of your Son that made it possible for me to be fully forgiven. God, thank you too for my life group that got to meet and share this morning. Thank you for how they challenged me and how they encouraged me. God, thank you for this day. Thank you for another day to pause, to learn, to reflect on you. Thank you for this day you have given me to love my family well and to love others well. Today, Lord, I come before you and I ask for your peace and your presence in the life of a friend waiting for MRI results. God, I ask for your full restoration and healing in my dad's life. God, I pray and I ask for your mercy to fall on the people of India who are suffering. God, I pray that your people would be stirred up in faith to share that the hope that they have in you. Lord, do miraculous works of healing in your name so that many would see and know and believe that Jesus is the only way to everlasting life for them. Father, we are so thankful and humbled that we can come into your presence with our prayers. God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I look forward to meeting you at my chair again tomorrow.